Tuesday, April 23rd of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. The first item on our World and National News headlines, we go to New York. A veteran tabloid publisher testified that he pledged to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign. The publisher recounted Tuesday at Trump's hush money trial how he promised then-candidate Trump that he would help suppress stories that had the potential to harm the Republicans' election bid. The testimony of David Pecker was designed to bolster prosecutors' assertions of a decades-long friendship between Trump and former publisher of the National Enquirer. Prosecutors are trying to show that the friendship culminated in an agreement to give the candidate a heads-up on negative tips and stories so they could be quashed. The U.S. Department of Justice is paying $138.7 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016. It was a critical time gap that allowed the sports doctor to continue preying on victims before his arrest. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. He is serving decades in prison for assaulting female athletes, including Olympians. For more than a year, FBI agents in Indianapolis and Los Angeles had acknowledged all of allegations against Nassar, but apparently took no action. Satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press appear to show a new compound of tents being built near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip as the Israeli military continues to signal its plans of an offensive on the city of Rafah. Khan Yunis has been targeted by repeated Israeli military operations over recent weeks. Columbia University's main campus will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester amid protest over Israel's war with Hamas that have roiled colleges across the United States. University officials announced the move late Monday after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's New York City campus were arrested last week. And that is a look at our World and National News headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7400 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have, mostly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, a north wind of 20, gusting up to 24. Barometric pressure at 29.92 inches. Humidity is, that has been bouncing around a little bit. Right now we're at 70%. And a wind chill of 41. 48 under cloudy skies right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy early, then gradual clearing with a high near 55. North winds of 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 30, north winds of 5 to 15, and becoming southeasterly after midnight. We will take a break. We'll be back. We'll take a full look at the forecast for the week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. But we'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, University of Minnesota students are demanding campus police immediately release the students who were arrested this morning for setting up an encampment in front of the Walter Library, advocating for the school to divest from Israel's genocide. Around 4:30 this morning, the UMN Divest Coalition, a collection of organizations, undergrad and grad students fighting state violence, colonialism, and imperialism, with their connection to the U of M, set up tents on the campus mall in solidarity with Gaza and Palestine. Around 6:30 a.m., the University of Minnesota Police Department allegedly started harassing the encampment, took down the tents, and arrested nine individuals, seven of whom are members of the Students for a Democratic Society. Students are asking their supporters to back them. A Blooming Prairie man has been federally indicted for intentional sexual exploitation of children. Court documents say between November 2021 and April of 2022, 61-year-old Stephen Sokol aided and abetted other individuals to coerce three minor girls outside the U.S. to engage in sexually explicit content to produce visual media. He also possessed sexually explicit images and videos of minors. Sokol is ordered to remain in custody pending a formal detention hearing. Former Governor Arne Carlson says the State Pollution Control Agency's plan for water testing along the entire length of the Mississippi River in Minnesota is a positive. However, he thinks it's wholly inadequate. They've had years and years, he says, I mean, we knew about this, really, at the turn of the century, end quote. Carlson says the state should ask the U of M for an in-depth study of the current condition of Minnesota waters, plus a supply and demand analysis. MPCA Commissioner Katrina Kessler says data gathered from the Mississippi River testing will direct river cleanup resources for decades to come. Minnesota is getting $62 million from the EPA for solar projects across the state. State Commerce Commissioner Grace Arnold says the Solar for All grant will save Minnesotans money, reduce energy costs, and reduce pollution from carbon emissions. Officials say the federal funds will support a variety of solar programs serving low-income and disadvantaged communities. The feds are awarding a total of $7 billion in solar grants today. And that is about it. We should tell you that the East Grand Forks City Council will take another look at establishing a special bull hunt to reduce the number of deer in the Greenway. Over the years, the city has received numerous complaints from residents about animals eating shrubs and gardens and causing accidents when they run into the road. If approved, the archery hunt would be held November 15th through the 24th. That's a look at our state news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports after this. From First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard right here on KROX, it was a big Section 8A matchup. as Sacred Heart beat Red Lake County 4-1. Sacred Heart improves to 7-2 on the season. Red Lake County will drop to 2-3. Junior high baseball, East Grand Forks beat Crookston in a doubleheader 13-0 and 9-1. And Twins baseball, they beat up on the lowly Chicago White Sox 7-0. Now, the Twins are struggling, but the White Sox struggling a little more. That's evident in Game 1. We'll see what happens here the rest of the series. And in Crookston Pirate Boys Golf, they competed at the Minocqua Golf Course in the Crookston Invitational. There was four teams. Crookston finished fourth out of four. Roseau won the meet. And in girls golf, Crookston won the meet at the Thief River Falls Invitational. Hallie Nicholas was second place with a 48. And we should mention on the boys' side, Crookston's Garrett Fisher, he finished tied for second as well. High school softball, Crookston was supposed to be at Barnesville yesterday, but that was postponed to April 29th. On the sports scene for today, we're going to have a doubleheader of high school baseball as Crookston will travel to Roseau to take on the Rams. We'll have the pregame show at 3:30 and the first pitch at 4 o'clock. Game 2 will follow shortly after. Junior High, Crookston will be hosting Grand Forks at 5 o'clock at Simon Field for a doubleheader there. And the NBA, the Timberwolves, they have the Game 2 of the Best of 7 series. They host Phoenix, 6:30. That gets underway. And we'll keep you updated during the second game of that doubleheader. And in professional baseball, the Twins take on the White Sox at 6:40 tonight. High school softball, Crookston was supposed to be at Warroad for a doubleheader today. That's been postponed to May 14th because Crookston's missing a large group of their players. I think nine of them are at the state FFA convention. And in girls golf, Crookston is at the hosting the Crookston Invitational at Minocqua Golf Club. That got underway at 9:30 this morning. Boys and girls track, Crookston's at the Thief River Falls meet. And boys tennis, JV, Crookston's at East Grand Forks. Well, let's see what we have here. Glenn Taylor will face off against Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez when the two parties meet for a mediation session next month. ESPN reported yesterday that the session will take place May 1st. Current Wolves majority owner Glenn Taylor avoided a contract to sell the team to Lohr and Rodriguez last month, claiming that the pair failed to meet financial deadlines. Lohr and Rodriguez refuted the claim, saying they submitted paperwork to make the final payment on their three-installment plan to buy the team in March. Mediation is the first step to try to resolve a conflict according to the original contract between Taylor and his would-be successors. I don't know. I just don't trust Glenn Taylor. But I don't know. It'd be, who knows? The fact that they are having the season they are, did Glenn Taylor, did he decide to switch his mind? Well, we'll see. We'll find out after mediation. Again, we have high school baseball doubleheader on the air as the Crookston Pirates travel up to Roseau to take on the Rams. We'll have both games here on KROX pregame at 3:30, first pitch at 4. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 24-pack of Our Family Purified or Spring Water on sale this week, 2 for $7. 24-packs of 12-ounce cans of select Coca-Cola products, $10.99, limit 2, please. Cans of butter kernel corn, peas, or green beans, 5 for $5. You can find all this week's savings, and you can shop online for your groceries at GoHugos.com. For convenient delivery or curbside pickup, Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston School Board met yesterday. The first item the board took action on was a request for an leave of absence for Highland Elementary School teacher Jane Nesbig. The request included an absence up to 5 years, with 3 years being required, and the board ultimately denied the request due to it not being in the district's best interest. The board discussed that hiring quality teachers is difficult enough at this time, and this could affect the recruitment of incoming candidates. The board had 3 in favor of the motion and 3 not in favor. Those in favor were Chairperson Frank Fee, Dave Davidson, and Tim Dufo. The 3 members that were not in favor included Patty Dillable, Mike Tice, and Marcia Miney. And the meeting continued with a resolution relating to proposed property tax abatement for parking lot construction and reconstruction projects. Crookston High School is now undergoing construction for the multi-use complex and have plans to renovate the parking lot as well. This proposed tax abatement could possibly mitigate costs for both projects. Crookston School District Superintendent Randy Berquist explains.
It's going to help cover the costs of different things. Parking lot, maybe some extra costs associated with the multi-use facility. That's what it's going to cover.
And the board approved the proposal for property tax abatement and will hold a public hearing for community members to voice their opinions regarding the abatement program at the next school board meeting on Monday, May 20th at 5 p.m. The meeting continued with the board unanimously approving to discontinue the Pirate Girls Swimming Program. The board discussed the struggles the program has faced in previous years and also addressed that the program only had 1 swimmer compete this school year. Berquist gave his comments regarding the program.
Yeah, it's always tough to cut a program. You know, I'm a firm believer. Extracurricular activities were a big part of my life, have been a big part of my life as a teacher, a coach, a principal, now superintendent. And I feel bad anytime we have to make cuts for programs for students.
And the district will save approximately $40,000 in the 2024-25 academic year with the discontinuation of the swimming program. A large part of that would be pool rental. The board also reviewed the district calendar for the next school year. The updated calendar includes the contractual information for teachers and staff. The contract states that teachers will have 183 days in the year and 171 student days. The additional 12 days in the contract are allocated toward teacher workshops, meetings, and other obligations that are not aligned with next year's student contact days. The board reviewed and approved the second reading of policies as recommended by the Minnesota School Board Association. The final item the board approved was the discontinuation of a yearly contract with the child care business that holds daycare throughout the summer at Washington School. The entity that provides child care services in Washington has an annual renewable contract with the district, in which the district decides to extend the contract. The board cut ties with the contract due to low enrollment and the inability to fulfill recent agreements. The consent agenda included the acceptance of resignations from Washington School Principal Denise Oliver, head boys basketball coach Greg Garman, assistant boys basketball coach Jason Tanquist, assistant boys basketball coach Lon Boyk, assistant boys basketball coach Austin O'Hare, Crookston High School science teacher and coach Brett Brendan, Crookston High School paraprofessional Kathy Borkowski, and Crookston High School social studies teacher and head girls basketball coach Darren Zimmerman. The consent agenda also included the acceptance of grants and donations, which included a donation from the United Way and the amount of $2,500 for the summer food service program, a donation from the Crookston Youth Basketball Association and the amount of $4,000 for the boys and girls varsity basketball programs, a donation from Kirk and Amy Luco and the amount of $1,000 for field trips for the junior high, and a donation from Kathy Burns and the amount of $300 for field trips for the junior high. And they approved the bills and disbursements in the amount of $883,194.49. The next meeting will be Monday, May 20th at 5 p.m. at the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. That'll be a week earlier because the 27th is Memorial Day. The Crookston City Council met on Monday in the City Hall Council Chambers. The council approved the continuation in the city administrator search after reviewing the final 8 candidates presented by the search firm Baker Tilly. The council was able to reduce the number of candidates to 5 semifinalists, and each will go through to the second interview process. City Administrator Corky Reynolds explains.
The council discussed and then voted by number without identification which of those candidates they'd like to move forward to have finalist interviews. And they did select 4 very clearly, and then they had another candidate that they also wanted to move forward.
The council determined that they would like the second interviews to conclude by the middle of May and possibly make a decision on the new hire by the special meeting, which would be held on Tuesday, May 28th at 5:30 p.m. The meeting continued with the council approving the resolution regarding the zoning change and variance request from Chico's Transport, and which was recommended by the Crookston Planning Commission last week. The council also approved the resolution regarding the rejection of bids relating to the T-hanger construction and a request for bids relating to a taxi lane pavement and site grading work at the Crookston Municipal Airport. Both the resolutions were recommended by the Airport Commission. The final item the council approved was a resolution regarding an application with respect to the Minnesota State-Funded Technical Assistance Grant related to Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Reynolds explains the program.
Recently, the federal government has allocated hundreds of millions of dollars for weatherization, reduction of the carbon footprint, and various items to renovate downtrodden homes. The state of Minnesota, recognizing that particular pool of federal money, has allocated $2 million.
And that $2 million has a maximum of $30,000 per community, and assistance to making applications by a community or legal entity. The county ultimately approved to draft an application to the state for an assistance grant. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the council meeting held on April 8th, the bills and disbursements of $535,056.35. The city of Crookston will hold its next meeting Monday, May 13th at 5:30 p.m. at the City Hall Council Chambers. The Crookston Water Department will be conducting regular smoke testing of the sewer mains this summer. The routine checks ensures the city sewer system integrity and identifies any leaks or issues. During smoke testing, if smoke enters your home, you will need to identify where it is coming from. Smoke entering the home indicates a plumbing issue. It could be as simple as a dry trap or as serious as a broken pipe. If you need assistance, call 218-281-1232. And the wastewater technicians will take a look. The Crookston Community Theater will present a live radio production titled Rick Lowell, Private Eye, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of by Anthony E. Palermo. The showings will take place April 25th through the 27th at the Crookston Eagles Club, and each show will begin at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door or online by visiting KROXAM.com. Each ticket costs $15. The cast and crew include Ray Friedland, Jordan Hasbrook, Michael Leeseth, Ian McCrae, Danny Johannesson, Ariana Oscard, Arlie Rudnick, and Gay Wick. The director is Colleen McCrae, and the director's assistant is Megan Benoit. The Crookston Area Community Fund has awarded six area entities grants totaling $25,000. Recipients include the Golden Link Senior Center, University of Minnesota Crookston, Allen and Frieda Peterson Garden, the Crookston Fire Department Union, Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority, Oak Court Housing, Adam Parno Foundation, Get Kids Outdoors, and the Prairie Skyline Foundation. The Golden Link Senior Center received a grant towards their renovation project. The University of Minnesota Crookston for the renewed Allen and Frieda Peterson Garden project for the community. The Fire Department for a new initiative granting senior citizens with a home survey and carbon monoxide detectors. Oak Court for their special meal initiative for residents, Get Kids Outdoors for ice fishing, supplies for events, and the Prairie Skyline for kids' art classes. The Crookston Area Community Fund is a component fund of the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, and they support charitable, educational, and public purpose projects and enhance or improve the quality of life for residents and or visitors of the Crookston area. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 2:15 p.m., and they responded, you guessed it, to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for a report of a general fire alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They ventilated the residents, reset the alarm, and then cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Jose Eduardo Dominguez, 48, of Crookston, for fourth-degree DUI. On the obituary desk today, Dennis Ardell Nottestead was born the second of two children to Albert and Mary Nottestead of Maddock. He left his education behind and joined the U.S. Army in the war effort. He served stateside in an armored tank as an armored tank instructor at Fort Knox, Kentucky, returning home in 1946 to enroll in Benson County Ag and Trading School, where he completed his high school education. And in his senior year, during which Helen May, a fellow student, caught his attention, they began fast friends and were married September of 1947. And unfortunately, Helen was overtaken by early onset dementia within the first year of their retirement. And Dennis passed away unexpectedly January 5th, 2024, at the Del Webb Medical Center in Sun City, West Arizona, and with family at his side. He leaves behind a legacy of hard work coupled with a simple lifestyle. He is survived by his four children, Lynn of Surprise, Arizona, Gary of Watford City, North Dakota, and Susan of Pearland, Texas, and Nancy of Crookston. He leaves behind six grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. The funeral service honoring Dennis's life will be on Friday, May 17th, at Stenchel Housky Funeral Home of Crookston at 11 a.m. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service. Interment will be at the Oakdale Cemetery following the services. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, the sun is shining. And we have sunny skies right now in downtown. We have 48 degrees and a north wind of 17, gusting up to 23, wind chill of 42, the barometric pressure at 29.93 inches, and humidity is at 70%. We did receive just under a tenth of an inch of rain at the KROX studios this morning. Yesterday, we had some sprinkles. Yesterday's high was 68, the low was 43. The average high for today is 58, the average low 34. The year-ago high was 43 with a low of 25. The record high, 89, set in 1990. The record low, 11, set in 1918. The sun rose at 6:22. The sun will set at 8:27 for 14 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies and 48 degrees with a wind chill of 42. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy. And then gradually clearing, like we're seeing now. A high near 55, north winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight mostly clear, a low around 30, north winds of 5 to 15. Wednesday it'll be sunny, a high near 63, south winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night partly cloudy, a low around 43, southwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Thursday mostly sunny, a high near 73. It'll be breezy, south winds around 20 to 25, gusting up to 40. And then Thursday night, a 40% chance of rain after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 50. It'll be breezy with south-southeasterly winds around 25, gusting up to 40 miles an hour, and less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible Thursday night. Friday, rain likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 60, a 70% chance of rain on Friday, with wind gusts up to 35. Friday night, rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 45, and a 70% chance of precipitation. For Saturday, a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Then on Sunday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high near 53. Northeast winds around 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 23. And then Monday, a 20% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 55. North winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. And now it's time for the Red River Farm Network at 12:30.